This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
That's a very difficult one. That's a very difficult one. I think the president was talking coming from a point of the GLU.
Okay.
I think the president was talking coming from the GLU point of view. Because remember at the GNU they must be seen, they are working together, they understand one another. From that point of view, the statement of the president is welcomed, but from the ideological point of view, from the political point of view, I don't think the president was supposed to even go as far as that. It would have been correct for the president to say there are other municipalities that are better than the African National Congress, and probably you must check how is it that they are getting it correct. In fact, his context was coming from the Auditor General's report that these municipalities, they don't get the disqualified and the disclaimer findings from the Auditor General. And yet, the African National Congress, you would find that in a number of municipalities, there's even a disclaimer, which is very terrible. At least you can get to be qualified, but if it goes to even a disclaimer, it becomes something that is despicable. Having said that, like I said, the president was coming from that context, and he went to try saying, you can even go and check what the DA is doing. He mentioned Cape Town, he even mentioned Stellenbosch. And if you look at the people who are, the president went as far as talking about the economy of the country is in the hands of the business, which is, he said, it's about 70-something%. And if you were to look into the speech of the president, analyze that and look at the platform in which he's delivering this message, considering the fact that it was no longer a closed session, it was an open session where the media was allowed, one can safely conclude that the president is trying to be like Mandela. He wants to accommodate the very same people who are oppressing us. How do you accommodate those people? I mean, these people are oppressing us. We all know what's happening in the private sector. Not so long ago, the very same private sector colluded against the rand, and they were taken to constitutional court, I think a month ago or so. And then you come and praise the very same people in a meeting of the ANC. If he was delivering this speech as the president of the country, with all councillors,
Yes, yes.
It would be acceptable.
Yes.
But you are delivering this speech in a meeting of the ANC, councillors of the ANC only, and then you praise an opposition. That is sabotaging the very same ANC. That is contesting. I mean, you are in the city of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. Ellen Zille has made it clear that he's going to contest the current sitting mayor. And you go and praise the very same party. What are you saying? That's my analysis. that's my analysis.
The statement, I think, is very true from the president. Yeah, the statement is very true that the DA municipality, they are better than our municipality. But when you check at the difference between those municipalities and our municipalities, certainly the DA municipalities, they are it's funded. Their budget, a funded budget. They manage to collect the revenue from the residents.
Mm-hmm.
And with our municipalities as the ANC, but only depending on grants and our budget, we can pass a budget of 79 billion on the city of Johannesburg, for example. But that 79 billion is not a billion that we as a municipality we can make. We just depending on the grants that are there from human settlement and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is now difficult when you have a municipality that is depending on grants and you expect that municipality to perform same as the one that is self-funding itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because your Mid-Valley, your Cape Town, Metro, the TA is collecting.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem. The people, they're paying services. But you come to Johannesburg, Soweto, people, they don't want to pay electricity. You put new meters, they say, no, You cannot do this thing. You say prepaid. They say it's difficult. You must give us for free. You see? But that is those are the difficulties that we're having. But one of the most important things, I think it was the chairperson, Okwete Mandatse, when Okwete was saying, the councillors of the ANC are not capacitated. We don't have capacity in terms of maybe, let's say, qualifications and all of that. Mm-hmm. Of which, in our era, 2021, you cannot say that we're not capacitated. I, for one, I have engineering. I went to UNISA to do my economics and management science. I'm trying to capacitate myself, you know. But there's no funding from the ANC that says, okay, this is the money that you can capacitate yourself with. You're just taking from the legal that they give you, of which that is our salary. And then you try and build yourself. While in the DA, a counselor, a ward counselor of a DA, they have researchers, they have all the support staff that they can get. So it is easy for them, whatever crisis they have, it is easy for them to know what is happening, why is this thing happening. And in the DA, counselors that are serving in the DA, ward counselors, it's what councillors that will tell you, for example, we have a councillor, we call him Senior, Councillor Kagame. He was there when the municipalities were formed. So they don't change AMA councillors, even ward councillors, even PR councillors. It's in council, they will tell you about the report of 2020, of 2017 or 2019, of which when you were not there as the ANC. And then the ANC policy will tell you who councillors will go for public participation if we didn't do so. There's no continuity guaranteed in the ANC than in that one of the team. So those are the two things that you can see. Councillors of the DA, even when they are debating, they will tell you that the KPIs of the last term are no longer the same as these KPIs, and they can quickly pick up what is the problem. So now you find the ANC, a person is new. As I told you, Guti, my background is engineering. And then when I sit there in council, there's nothing much of engineering that I'm doing. That's why I then diverted now to economics and, you know those things. So those are the lack that we're having as the ANC to say, let us align ourselves, your public administration, do this and this, do economics, do accounting, so that you can be able to scrutinize your financial statement and everything. And I think you had, this thing, the UIFWs in the city of Johannesburg that are not being processed and everything. And that is the problem that we're sitting with in our municipality, that we have unauthorized expenditure, fruitless expenditure. Why is this thing always there and the council is not taking any resolution? The lack of this experience, don't have expertise or thing. So that is the problem that we're sitting with. When you check with the DA, a DA councillor is an accountant somewhere. You know? A DA councillor, a ward councillor of a DA is a lawyer somewhere, can advise you with law. There's no need to consult or something because they understand the fact that ward councillors are not permanent councillors who are part-time. You see. But with the ANC, the president said you must be 24/7. So when the community needs you, you must be there. Of which it is not much of that to say you need a councillor 24/7, but you need a councillor that can explain, that can scrutinize report and do all of that. So that is that is where the problem lies, to say this is 1-2-3, this is 1-2-3. Because if I can tell you on the ANC municipality, I think what you can say, councillors, you can say, okay, the council, whatever that they think that councillors are, it's just that councillors, they must do everything, you see, because of the perspective from our leadership perspective from, you know, the general communities. If a world chairperson will tell you that you are not capacitated, so what does it mean now to the just a normal resident? What is going to say? Yeah. So those are the challenges that we're having here in the ANC. And we need to face reality to say, okay, we need to do 1-2-3. We need to do 1-2-3. In terms of comparing between the ANC council and the PA council. And the council, the municipality, the local government is the most important sphere because it's where, it's a basic actually, it's where everything starts. So that's why you will see now the trend of our municipalities as the ANC, they're pending councillors' houses, councillors are dying, and all of that.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.